Algorithms are everywhere. They sort and separate the winners from the losers. The winners get the job or a good credit card offer. The losers don't even get an interview, or they pay more for insurance. We're being scored with secret formulas that we don't understand, that often don't have systems of appeal. That begs the question, what if the algorithms are wrong? To build an algorithm, you need two things. You need data, what happened in the past, and a definition of success, the thing you're looking for and often hoping for. You train an algorithm by figuring out what is associated with success, what situation leads to success. Algorithms are opinions embedded in code. It's really different from what you think most people think of algorithms. They think algorithms are objective and true and scientific. That's a marketing trick. It's also a marketing trick to intimidate you with algorithms, to make you trust and fear algorithms because you trust and fear mathematics. A lot can go wrong when we put blind faith in big data. But algorithms can go wrong, even have deeply destructive effects with good intentions. And whereas an airplane that's designed badly crashes to the earth and everyone sees it, an algorithm designed badly can go on for a long time, silently wreaking havoc. Algorithms don't make things fair if you just blindly apply algorithms. They don't make things fair. They repeat our past practices, our patterns. They automate the status quo. But the data scientists in those companies are told to follow the data, to focus on accuracy. What's going on? Data laundering. It's a process by which technologists hide ugly truths inside black box algorithms and call them objective, call them meritocratic. When they're secret, important, and destructive, I've coined a term for these algorithms, weapons of mass destruction. They're everywhere, and it's not a mistake. These are private companies building private algorithms for private ends. They call it their secret sauce. That's why they can't tell us about it. It's also private power. They are profiting from wielding the authority of the inscrutable.